As Congress debates abortion and advocates on both sides of the issue are readying for the political battle, a group of medical students is coming at the issue from a different perspective. Medical Students for Choice was organized 10 years ago to address the lack of training in abortion techniques in medical schools. Dr. Jody Steinauer is the founder of Medical Students for Choice. She joins us now from San Francisco. Dr. Steinauer, first of all, what was the impetus for creating this organization 10 years ago?
Well, I was a medical student at that time at University of California, San Francisco, and two events really catalyzed the development and the founding of Medical Students for Choice. An anti-abortion group in Texas sent a mailing called the Bottom Feeder to thousands of medical students nationwide. At the same time, actually very soon after, Dr. David Gunn was murdered in Florida. So these two events really caused medical students throughout the country to, for the first time, think about what it meant to be targeted as a potential abortion provider when, up to that point, they had really been focusing on anatomy, biochemistry, learning basic science.
Now, was abortion ever taught as a separate subject routinely in medical school?
In medical schools, right after Roe v. Wade, as far as I can tell, it did become taught as part of mostly an OBGYN residency programs, and general information about pregnancy counseling and options for women were part of medical schools. It appears that that decreased through the 80s, and at the time that I was a medical student in 1993, really it was not taught at all in medical schools. And I should say that in medical school, medical students are not taught to do abortions, and that is certainly not what we're interested in. It's just that medical students should be exposed to all aspects of reproductive health: abortion, pregnancy, continuing pregnancy, contraception, sexually transmitted infections. It's a part of an entire comprehensive curriculum, and the fact that abortion was missing was really noticed.
Well, what's the effect? What would you say is the effect of the failure to teach abortion?
I would say that abortion has become separate from mainstream medicine, and there's sort of an idea of someone who provides abortions as being isolated from mainstream medicine. And in general, I think that it's so ironic, really, because abortion is the most common surgical procedure done in the United States. And so what happens is when there's this culture of abortion not being part of mainstream medicine, I think fewer people want to provide abortions, and it contributes to the overall shortage and barriers to access for women.
I have to ask you, you just said that abortions are the most common surgical procedure in this country?
Yes. So
Is that for women, you're saying, or just
in general? So there are approximately 1.3 million abortions performed in the U.S. This is more common than hysterectomies, C-sections, appendectomies, cholecystectomies. I think that probably it's only comparable to the number of sort of tooth extractions and dental surgeries if you lump all dental surgeries together. So it is incredibly common.
Well, has your organization made a difference in the last 10 years? Is abortion taught more now than when you began?
Medical Students for Choice has had a huge impact on medical education. Abortion is much more integrated into the curriculum as it should be. We're not asking for abortion to have any special place in the curriculum. It should just be a part of the routine teaching of reproductive health in the student's curriculum, both in preclinical and postclinical.
And one other thing, if a medical student doesn't believe in abortion, and many people hold a very deep belief about this one way or the other, can that student voluntarily not take part in abortion training in medical schools?
Yes, certainly I believe that anyone who feels opposed to abortion or feels that abortion is not right should not certainly not be compelled to participate in abortion, should not be made to learn to do abortions. In fact, in OBGYN residency programs, there's now a national policy requirement that all OBGYN programs include abortion training, but by no means does that mean that every resident has to learn how to do them. They have the option to opt out, but this is different from the older policy that they would have to go out of their way to become trained if they wanted to.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dr. Jody Steinauer is the founder of Medical Students for Choice.